someone means to do something and then does it, you say, he didn't do that accidentally, he did that...
Did it on purpose.
Ever have any big fights in town?
Oh, no, not too many fights. I had an old killing. I had one way back a long time ago, and I had a couple of fellas out here, but they're pushing me, brother. The government sent a man in here to take care of them, and told them they were and he killed both of them.
Yeah.
And mother sent me uptown after a bar of soap at the Camel store, and about the time I turned the corner down at that brick building there, and that coffee cook, or Jagger store is now, and one bullet went on one side of me and one on the other when he was shooting at Johnson Foote. Well, I didn't get the soap, and if that had been a jackrabbit in front of me going home, he'd got run over.
Yeah, that's the only smart thing to do. You have any fist fights when you were a kid?
Oh, yes, we used to have fist
fights. Any special kid that you...
Oh, no. Oh, Frank Hitchens and I, and Philip Parker, and George Eckrich, and a bunch of them. We used to have fights once in a while. We used to have a little scrimmage once in a while with the colored boys, and they come over on this side of the track, we run them back. They had a, in the early days here, they drilling for oil down here on the railroad right away, and they drilled in a radium water well. Well, they had a bathhouse down here, radium bathhouse, there right where the Lander store is now. And we kids had a, we had punching bags in there, and we had boxing gloves, and we had some old mattresses for wrestling mats, and we get down there, and we never did get mad very often, but then we had a good time wrestling one another, boxing.
It's sure a good way to get it out of your system, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I think I fought most of the time I was in grade school, all right? There's always been a hassle with somebody.
Oh, it is. It was a common thing to have something. Them on the end, you need to get your nose bloody to eat bloody heads. We had a fellow by the name of Lester sat right in front of me in school, and a great big old clumsy boy. Get out playing ball, and he was always back behind the catcher, and they got calling him Pigtail, you know. And Clem was the one that was on him all the time. So he, from recess till noon, I can see him under his seat there. He sharpened his knife. He had his book up on the desk, but he sharpened his knife all for there all the time from recess till noon. Well, I knew that he was gonna be something happening. So instead of stopping on down home just a block south of the old barn dollar store down there, well, I walked on uptown, you see. Right there at the corner of that store they met, and we went at it, and this cut him from here to here across here, and he's